Listener Production.
Australia needs to adapt to cybercrime. That is the clear message from cybersecurity experts. Hi there, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. Crown Resorts has been hit by a global data breach after hackers claim they had stolen files from file transfer service Go Anywhere. The casino giant is now investigating this, while Latitude Financial is facing a $50 million fine over their hack if it's found they were negligent in protecting the 14 million customers affected. Canberra has rejected claims their new climate policy will drive up household bills. Under the safeguard mechanism, the country's largest emitters will be hit with pollution caps. Gas companies have warned that'll mean consequences for consumers, but Energy Minister Chris Bowen says these concerns are being overblown.
We're providing a stable policy framework. That's what industry's been calling out for. That's what business has been crying for.
Nashville police have identified the school shooter as a transgender female. Six people were killed at the Christian private school. And Barack Obama is out and about as the former US president prepares to kick off his speaking tour tonight in Sydney. He could pocket $1 million from the gigs. Nathan Broad will front the tribunal tonight over a dangerous sling tackle. The Richmond defender is facing a ban of at least three matches. Dump the centre bounce. Geelong and St Kilda coaches have backed this push, declaring it an unnecessary burden for umpires and increases the risk of injury to players. Chris Scott has told Fox Footy he is in favour of umps throwing the ball up all the time.
I can't come up with a sport where it's harder to umpire or referee than our game. So a pretty good guiding principle is let's make it as easy for them as possible.
The Lions are the second club to ban Channel 7 commentator Daisy Pearce from entering their change rooms after the game. They agree with the Tigers that it's inappropriate for an opposition club assistant coach to be given access to their inner sanctum. Switching Codes and the Dolphins will have a new halves combo for their clash against the Dragons this weekend. Anthony Milford will replace Sean O'Sullivan, who is expected to miss the next 16 weeks over a pec injury, while Jeremy Marshall-King will also return from suspension at hooker. And Triple M's Mark Geyer has backed Phil Gould's call for the NRL to cut ties with Joseph Suaalii immediately. Rugby Australia chief Hamish McLennan branded league figures crybabies for their commentary when the 19-year-old officially penned a multi-million dollar deal with Rugby Union from next year.
Every time Joseph now plays rugby league, Rugby Union get a free hit. Joseph, love having you, but no, we don't want him to promote our rival code.